Welcome back to The Long Lunch with Wendell Nissen on Radio Live. Talking now about a breakthrough documentary about the very little-known world of same-sex competitive dancing. I'm talking now to the New York-based director, Gail Friedman, and one of the stars of the doco, Kieran Jameson. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having us.
Hello.
I need to know about same-sex competitive dancing. I had no idea that this existed. Tell me about it.
Well, it's very, very big in Europe. It's a little smaller. I currently live in the United States, and so it's a bit smaller there, but it's still a big deal. But it's huge in Europe, and so there are a ton of competitions in Europe, and that's normally where everybody travels to. Although in Wellington, just a week and a half ago, there was a same-sex competition, and they had about 20 couples there, so that's pretty exciting too.
It's this wonderful kind of melding of art and politics, if you will.
I love it. So tell me, Kieran, what's the difference? Does it feel any different? I'm happy to do same-sex dancing anytime because, you know, only girls will get up and dance early in the evening when I like to dance. is there any difference, really?
I think there is. I've danced both in mainstream and in same-sex, and I think same-sex, it's we're just so happy to be able to do what we want to do and be in our community and dance the way we want to dance. And I think that there's a connection. I mean, if you're a lot of the dances that you're doing, you portray a particular character, they have a characteristic. So for example, if you're looking at rumba, it's a romantic dance, it's like you're falling in love with the person. If you're talking cha-cha, then you're having a party. It's you know, and you're flirting with each other, and it's very sparky. And so if you're dancing with someone that you could, you know, in the realm of possibilities, could be, could have a relationship with, then that makes it more real. And you're not play acting the way you would if I were to dance rumba with a guy. It would be more acting because I am not attracted to men. I think they're lovely, but I'm not attracted to them.
Yeah, fair enough. Gail, how did you hear about this and why did you do the doco?
You know, it was completely unplanned. I had just spent a year and a half making a remarkably different documentary about the making of the 9/11 memorial in New York City. And it was not a depressing film, but it was obviously melancholy and rooted in tragedy. And I was looking for something very different, something that celebrated life, warts and all, and happened through one of my main cameramen, actually, to learn about this phenomenon. And little explosion went off in the back of my head, and we were off to the races. And 5 years later, we had a film.
Oh, I love it.
We followed our characters for 4 years off and on the dance floor. And they're an international group from all over the world. I mean, Kieran is obviously from here in New Zealand. We have a dancer from Kazakhstan, from Costa Rica, from Hungary. They're really an international group. And each one has a very compelling backstory. So that it's really a character film, but it takes place within this gorgeous subculture, which, as you said, is rather little known.
Tell me, I've had a text through from a listener saying which partner leads, because the thing with ballroom dancing, which I always hated, by the way, when we learnt it at school, was that the male leads. And I always hated that because I wanted to lead, because I thought I actually had a better idea of where we should be going.
You would be well at home in same-sex ballroom.
Yeah. So do you just make a decision and say, oh, well, you're the leader? You start dancing?
Yeah, different couples do it different ways. Obviously, you spend a lot of time practicing, so it's not like you're just winging it out there. So you have a lot of time to have those discussions. And the thing that's really fun about same-sex ballroom is that you can switch lead and follow within an individual dance. So, and that's something that you could never do in mainstream ballroom. So, you know, you just, different people will lead. And I mean, I had a dance partner for 7 years, and near the end, I mean, I was more comfortable following and she was more comfortable leading. But at the end, we started switching, and that was so much fun. I loved that.
It's also a very hard thing to do, and couples who do it well get added points on their score. But if you try to do that switch and don't do it well, it's risky because you can lose points.
We nailed it. We did it really well.
Oh, of course you did.
So it is little known. I mean, should this be something that, I mean, of course, at the moment we've got Dancing with the Stars on our mainstream TV at the moment and everyone loves it. Is this something that should be entered into those competitions? Do we think that it's about time they started accepting that?
I do think that. One of the reasons why same-sex ballroom is so big is that we're not actually allowed to dance in mainstream comps. And so we created our own comps, and we actually quite love them because they're very community-focused. But I think that just in like anything, if you put it on television, there's more acceptance. So if you have same-sex dancers, like I remember... So You Think You Can Dance, I don't know if that's here, but it's in America. And these amazing young dancers are together. And they started putting... men and men together and women together, but they were never dancing together. They were always like side by side, or they were, you know, they were never as if they were dancing together. And I think that's really kind of interesting in that, why wouldn't you? I mean, if we, I mean, a lot of the dancers in the mainstream world are gay, and we dance with men and women. We dance opposite gender. So why wouldn't?
And isn't it ridiculous that in 2018 this is even still a discussion? The rules of dance in the mainstream world actually explicitly define a couple as a man and a woman. And as one of our interviewees says, they don't even bother saying male leader and female follower because they just assume that's what it would be, which is kind of astounding in 2018, it seems to me.
So traditional ballroom dance, I guess that is quite sexist if we're actually going down that track.
I agree. And especially if you think about how many, this, as you said, especially when, I mean, there's just going to be more women who are more into ballroom generally than there are men. Yeah. And so then you, if you don't have a dance partner, you can't compete. And it just seems kind of sad to me. The other thing is if you are, for example, a tall woman, you're really limited to who you can dance with, because it's just much harder dancing with someone who's shorter than
always
you.
My problem. Always my problem.
Not my problem.
There's nothing worse than having to dance with a guy that's shorter than you when you're as tall as I am.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, sounds absolutely fascinating. So it's at the Dog Edge Festival, Hot to Trot. What night is it screening, do you know?
It's screening tomorrow, Saturday morning at 9:45, and it's screening again Monday afternoon at 2:30 in the afternoon. And tomorrow, Saturday, Kieran and I will both be there doing a Q&A dialogue with the audience. So we hope lots of people will come out. I think what we find is that there's a lot of laughter and a lot of tears at most screenings, and we love both of those.
Have you had any negative reaction at all at your screenings?
No, I'm happy to say that thus far we have not. And we've had really diverse audiences. So I think... you know, even some of my crew who thought they were going to be a bit shocked or put off by this, by the time they ended up, got done filming, they were rooting for our dancers and they were dancing with each other. And so I think changing hearts and minds is hopefully part of what we can do here.
Well, listen, thank you both for coming in. I've really enjoyed our chat. Kieran Jamieson, who is one of the stars of the documentary Hot to Trot, and New York-based director Gail Friedman. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.